one of my favorite testimonies is a good friend of mine that teaches kindergarten here at the Christian school, and she was teaching a science class to her five-year-olds. And in the science class, she's teaching them about the senses. You know, it's wonderful and amazing. And she goes, okay, I want you to just close your eyes, and I want you to tell me what you hear. Now, is this too loud? Because I'm popping a lot. Is that okay? All right. And she said, I want you to close your eyes. She's got a room full of kindergartners, so they close their eyes, and she gives them a minute, and then she goes, okay, somebody tell me what you heard. And so one little kid raised her hand and said, oh, I heard angels singing. And she's like, oh, okay, oh, no, that's good. That's good. But I want to know, you know, what do you hear? And so another kid raises their arm and says, I heard Jesus tell me how much he loves me. And she's like, okay, no. Okay, you know, she's thinking talking in the hallway traffic from the freeway. And so she goes, okay, all right, let's do this a different way. I want you to hold your hands over your ears and tell me what you see. And this is what the kids did. And they shut their eyes and they begin to say, I saw God's throne. I saw angels all over the room. And the thing that was the most exciting to me about this is that when you get to the place where the children are willing to see from the spiritual aspect first, they're beginning to be governed on the inside and not the outside. Because we can tell kids, okay, this is time to praise Jesus. Let's raise our hands. And we're governing them. We're training them. We're teaching them from the outside. But what God is looking for is that when they begin to encounter him at whatever age, that they begin to be governed by a natural response to a spiritual environment first. You see, when you ask a kid that's 5 years old, what do you hear? And the first thing they hear is supernatural. You have a culture that has begun to reach clear down into the very youngest kids, and they begin to respond out of their spirits, not out of their what you've told them to do or out of their natural experience.